Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because our very good friend, original member of the show, not just the Brain Trust. She was actually a member of the show before there even was a Brain Trust, before I even had that idea. In fact, she's got an 11th anniversary coming up with us very soon. Karen Kerrigan is a dear friend of ours, a longtime supporter of all the things that you do, small business owners, not to mention what we do here. She's the president, the founder, and CEO of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And pound for pound, nobody on the planet does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Can't imagine, we scheduled you because we wanted you to be here on this day after the election, Karen, to give us a little bit of regardless of which way it went, we knew you could give us a tour, a little bit of an idea about how small business owners will be impacted by the results of this election. The only real concern that we had, Karen, was that it might not be over by the time you got here.
Right. Well,
but as it turns out, it was kind of a fait accompli by about 9:30 last night.
Right. It was done. And you know what? I do have to say, obviously we have a lot of concerns regarding President-elect's agenda, his tax and regulatory agenda, his economic agenda, and its impact on small business owners and entrepreneurs. You know, but I do have to say too, I just thought it was, it is a great moment in history.
It is, isn't it?
And I just think it's phenomenal, and that every American should just say, what a great country that we live in, that we could elect a president, its first black president. And have these elections, peacefully.
No rioting, no tanks in the street. I said this earlier in the hour, Karen. This is Americans should be celebrating, regardless of your political persuasion. You should be celebrating what happened yesterday and what's happening today.
Right. I mean, because as you know, Jim, I've been all around the world and still visiting countries that are still dictatorships. Still, women do not have the right to vote. And anyway, so I just still continue to marvel at that, despite the outcome of the election. But, that being said, it's going to be very interesting, Jim. I mean, certainly we won't be going on any vacation soon here at the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Our work is always cut out for us each and every day, and I think our workload will continue to build as we approach January, the new congressional session convenes, and, of course, when Mr. Obama he takes over, I believe, on January 20th. Jim, I don't have to tell you and our audience, I mean, he has a very ambitious agenda with respect, first of all, to taxes. I mean, that was a big issue that took center stage because of Joe the Plumber, raising taxes. And we've been very vocal in our concern, pointing out the fact that small businesses, all of them, need as much capital as they can get right now to get through this rocky.
And we don't have access. We don't have the same access to capital. We don't have as much access to capital today as we had 6, 8, 10 months ago.
Oh no! And certainly, we're not in line for that bailout money, right?
No, I didn't. I put in a TARP request, but it hasn't been. I haven't heard from them.
But anyway, I mean, that's going to be the central concern: is how much cash, capital, and credit is going to be available for business owners of all stripes and all sizes. And I think that is something that we've been really honing in on, focusing in on, and doing as much outreach as we can to congressional Democrats and, of course, the campaign saying, look, now is not the time to be sucking any more capital out of the economy. And I think our message is getting through, although I do think there's going to be tax increases. Certainly, Mr. Obama's tax increase is a starting point. He says he will raise taxes. I believe him. And, you know, the question is whether we can restrain the Congress with respect to how far and how deeper they will go in increasing taxes.
Here's what my concern is, Karen, and this is what I told my audience earlier in the week, in the last week. I'm not so much concerned about his specific proposals, because who knows what that will wind up being. What I've been concerned about is the fact that of the way he thinks about taxation, and
right.
and what he and how he thinks about small business and taxation. And I'll finish this thought when we come back after these messages. But it's largely around his comment about capital gains for small business and his thoughts on that. I'll do that and let Karen respond to that. We're going to move on and talk about. I want Karen to talk to us about trade. I want to talk about the Employee Free Choice Act. I want to talk about regulations, tort reform, those kinds of things that small business owners are going to have to pay attention to over the next. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. A couple of websites I think will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. The first one, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is about to become brand spanking new, and I can't wait to show it to you very soon. I could almost say hours away from showing you the new site, but maybe it'll just be a couple of three more days. Just wait just a little bit longer. I'm excited about it. We're gonna show you some really good stuff. Karen Kerrigan is our guest and our good friend, the president and founder of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's SBECouncil.org, right, Karen?
That's it.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Well, you know, we are an advocate, small business's best friend here in the nation's capital.
That's right.
Where, you know, we're looking out at the issues, at the regulatory initiatives, at the range of things that are being proposed, those that politicians attempt to advance through Capitol Hill, and look at it from a small business perspective. So we're a key voice for small business in the nation's capital. I would encourage people to sign up for our e-news at sbecouncil.org. To keep up with the latest and greatest, anything that's impacting small business, we keep you up to date on.
Including the stuff that that Ray Keating, her chief economist, who you've heard a bazillion times on the show, his stuff is there too. So check it out, folks. SBECouncil.org. Karen, when we went to the break, I was commenting on not the specifics of Mr. Obama's tax proposal, but just his attitude about taxation, about the impact of tax on small business. And he kept saying, as if he were giving us a Christmas present or something, or a birthday present, he kept saying, but we're going to, you know, we're going to eliminate capital gains for small business. Let me tell you something. I've read a lot of balance sheets and a lot of tax returns for small businesses over the years that people I've worked with in my career. And you almost never see capital gains on a small business tax return, especially not to any great degree. Yeah, they may have some capital gains from a little bit of stock, or if they sell a piece of real estate, they might have some of that. But in the operation of their business, they don't have capital gains like a hedge fund would, or something like that. So that told me that he didn't really understand the tax issues small business owners have.
Right. You know, and I think, and zero capital gains, may be beneficial for a certain sort of elite class, if you will, of small business entrepreneurs, high growth companies where they have access to investors and, to capital pools to invest in their business. But you're right, Jim, in terms of the day-to-day operations for small business owners, in terms of where they're going to get the cash from, how they're going to improve their cash flow. I mean, what really matters is, the cash that they have on hand,
right.
Whether they are able to keep, you know, their profits and their cash, albeit they're much slimmer than they were.
But the thing is, though, his proposal was as if he was giving them capital back. The examples that you're using now, with you know, if you sell out or if you get it, bring an investor in, those examples, when that happens, you become rich, and now you've crossed over into that other category that he plans to tax more.
That's right, Jim. I think on this whole tax issue, I mean, I really wish I could have the opportunity to get Mr. Obama in a room, just he and yeah. I, you know, not only to talk about, you know, capital gains and personal income tax rates, but also corporate income tax rates. And if I look at, you know, let's go outside the U.S. Let's look at what we're competing with on a global basis in terms of capital and labor being extremely mobile, and where capital is going or where it will head if we raise taxes, if we increase the cost of capital. You know, money and capital doesn't have to stay here in the U.S. It will go to where it's most welcome, and show them what they're doing around the world, and say, look at they're learning from our model that when you cut taxes, that it increases business investment and increases the pool of capital. So that is, I mean, we're going to pound. Look at, and Senator Schumer said, you know, maybe we shouldn't be raising taxes at this point. Maybe we, you know, so we're going to build on that, and we just got to keep working in there.
This is the point that we've got to make here, Karen, is that is that all small business owners who don't want their taxes raised, who don't want to become unionized, who don't want increased pressure from frivolous lawsuits, and
or have a health care mandate.
Right. All small business owners who don't want that, regardless of who you voted for, you're going to have to stay involved. You're going to have to continue to let your members of Congress know. You're going to have to support organizations like Karen's and others, and you're going to have to stay involved. Otherwise, we could have a lot of trouble. Karen, I heard President-elect Obama use a term that I'd never heard another president candidate use. He used in a speech, I heard him use the term unionism, as if it were interchangeable with capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when he used the term unionism, it was as if that were a desirable thing for a nation to have, to have a unionism attitude. You know what? I just completely disagree with that. And this Employee Free Choice Act, the so-called Employee Free Choice Act, which is erroneously named, that's one of the concerns I have about an Obama administration with a huge majority in the Senate and the House.
Right, and we know that Republicans in the Senate have voted for that, and it has a good chance of passing. And we could talk about that when we get back.
I want to get your thoughts on that on the other side of the message, especially with regard to what it would take to get through the Senate. And I think we ought to point out when we come back how the Senate shaped up over the night. And we'll do that right after these messages. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, President and Founder of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's SBEcouncil.org, and I encourage you to check it out. Folks, that's an outstanding organization. Please support them. And there may never be a time when it's more important for you to support an organization like Karen's. And I certainly have and have supported it now for almost 11 years. Karen, I was talking before we went to the break about this so-called, and we actually got to say that every time, the so-called Employee Free Choice Act. Folks, here's the fundamental thing about Employee Free Choice Act. Or they also call it the card check bill. The Employee Free Choice Act will result in employees having no free choice. It will eliminate the secret ballot when people want to organize a company. Karen, am I wrong about that?
Oh yeah, absolutely right. You know, basically, it's a very open process whereby, if 51% of employees, sign this card, then you become a union shop. And, basically everyone knows, employees, the employer, whether your name is on that card or not. So there could be not only intimidation from the unions and from fellow employees, but also from the employer as well. We want to be able to protect the employee and their right to a private ballot, to a secret ballot.
Now, I'm predicting, Karen, that that's going to be the number one issue that will come up, and I believe that they will try to get that passed before June of 2009. So here's my question. Yeah. How many Senate seats not counting Minnesota, I don't think we know about Franken and Coleman yet, but not counting that, how many Democrats are now going to be in the new Congress in the Senate? 55 or 56?
I think right now we have, isn't it 56 at this point?
They picked up five that we know about, and did they have 51 before?
Yeah.
They had 51, now they've got 55, and 56, I mean. They've got Sanders, who is an independent socialist who votes with the Democrats. That's 57. They've got Lieberman, who will probably go both ways on different issues.
Right, he'll vote for this.
He'll vote for that. That's exactly right. So that's 58.
Mm-hmm.
If they get Franklin, that'll be 50. Franklin, that'll be 59.
Right.
And all they got to get is Voinovich in Ohio to go along with this.
Right. All they need
and
to
is it's filibuster proof.
Right. Right. Look, here's not only the danger in terms of the accelerated. An acceleration of unionism, as Mr. Obama puts it, is that if you're a small firm that is unionized and you can't come to an agreement with your new union on a contract, it is mandated.
You got 4 months to come to an agreement.
The government will step in and basically be the arbiter, and then they will pretty much negotiate the contract, and then once that is signed, it is a 2-year lock-in.
Yeah.
So you have no flexibility in terms of your costs, and Jim, that's what makes small business ownership and entrepreneurism great in this country, is business flexibility to sort of work through these costs and to cut costs and to be more, to do things to react very quickly to the competitive global environment. And you will be so restricted in terms of that element that it will be a major restriction on businesses in this country.
I've talked to business owners this week about this issue. They have 20, 30 employees. And it could get that low. It could get to that size employer that they would unionize.
They're ripe. That's a ripe number.
And those guys, everybody I talked to about that said, you know what? If that happens, I'm just going to toss them the keys.
That's what my members say, Jim. We're talking to basically.
I'll just toss them the keys and let them run it.
Right. No, or else, Jim, just sell the business or close
it
down.
Just close it. Exactly. That's what he means. Yeah, that's what they're talking about. And so folks, this is something, the point I'm making here is, Karen, what we've got to do as Americans, small businesses owners as Americans, we've got to be in support of our president, in support of our government, because
Absolutely.
That's what Americans do.
But
we've got to find these individual issues that are going to hurt small business, and we've got to fight against them with with tooth and nail, because we've got very slim margins of support, and in Congress now.
Right, right. And you know what? On that issue, Jim, on the card check. On the card check bill, members of Congress only think it's sort of the card check element. They don't understand sort of this contract element. And when I tell them about it, they're like, oh, I didn't know that was in there. So we do have an opportunity to educate. And
as they go around asking each one about if they want to join the union, all they got to do is ask the first 51%, and then the rest of the people don't even get to vote.
Well, you know what, Jim? We're going to win. I'm optimistic. Small business is the greatest voice in America, and we're going to let it be heard.
Thank you, Karen. I know you will keep fighting. Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Got
to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later. I'll be back next hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.